get lit. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. This is our prayer service. We are going to praise the Lord. We are going to pray unto the Lord. And we're going to exhort one another in the Lord. That's what we're doing here in the service. So I say it a lot, and I'll say it again today because I think it's relative. Do what you can. Lean in. Don't just listen to the prayer leads, but you get your prayer. Lay your fleece before the Lord and put your prayer request there so that you can get what you came here for. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Elaine. Ma'am, it's in your hands if you're ready.
Good morning, everyone. I feel happy this morning, finally. I was like, oh, my God. Yesterday, I had a good time. I was a little cold, but I had a good time. Right now, I'm sitting at my location. It is at my kitchen table. I love the Lord. I love hearing about him and his son all the time. I mean, I could sit and listen to that all the time, every day, every minute of the day. So I'm just happy. I woke up happy this morning. I did get some sleep, which I was glad of that. So my topic this morning is called We Move with God. Now, Lord, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And, Lord, don't take away my stumbling blocks, but lead me all around. Now, I don't bother nobody. I try to treat everybody the same, but every time I turn my back, they scandalize my name. Oh, Jesus, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling blocks, but lead me all around. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord, oh Lord, of the Lord. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, he is the King of Kings. We move with God. The Bible describes moving with God primarily as a metaphor for living in a close, obedient relationship with him. Walking in his ways and following his commands rather than moving to a new physical location. The key examples include Enoch and Noah, who are noted for walking with God, and Micah, called to walk humbly with your God. This concept emphasizes a life guided by God's teaching, trust in his timing and direction, and a desire to serve him faithfully. How do you move with God? One, look to God. He will give you strength and peace. Two, lean on God. He will give you comfort and hope. Three, sit with God. He will give you rest and confidence. Four, stand with God. He will give you courage and victory. 5, walk with God. 6, remain with God. 7, go with God. It also says, we move with God involves walking in his ways, living a life of faith, obedience, and humility, and trusting him for guidance and strength. It means actively seeking his presence, following his commands, and surrendering to his plan, which requires a willingness to be led to new places and in a deeper relationship with him. Let's pray. We move with God. All of this, everything in his word, we want to move with you, God. We want to move in the way that you expect us to move in. We want to move. We want to be what you want us to be, Lord God. We want to move and we want to be with you in every way that we can, Lord God. I thank you this morning for each and every person that's on this line, because we've been moving with God each and every day from Monday to Friday. We've been meeting everything that you expect us to meet in. We've been meeting in a way that we don't even know how we're meeting sometimes when it comes to you, Lord. All we know is that it is you. It is you that we move and we have your being. We love you, Lord, this morning. I thank you for each and every person that's on this line, near and far. I thank you for the things that you've been showing us, the things that you've been telling us, the things that you've been giving the word to us by our bishop each and every day of the week, Lord God. Oh, God, this is a good way to serve you. We're not in a building, but we are the building. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We praise you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are Master of all Master. There is none, no greater than you in heaven or on earth. We thank you constantly for your Son, Jesus, that went on that cross, that was beaten with 39 stripes, and he bled for us, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that he did what you asked him to do, Lord God. Where would we be if he hadn't did what you asked him to do? He moved with you, God. He moved in a way that I don't even know if we can, Lord God, but we want to work with you, Lord God, with whatever you say. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus, who is not on that cross right now, but he lives in our heart, Lord God. He moves in us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for having a son like that, Lord God. We thank you because you are worthy of everything that we ask you for, Lord God. We come to you this morning, Lord God, in prayer. We come to you this morning to ask you to answer our prayers, Lord God. We want to move with you, God. We want to be everything that you expect us to be, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We thank you even for moving in our anniversary on yesterday, Lord God. What a wonderful anniversary. What a wonderful things that we learn each and every week. But we learned something new on yesterday, on anniversary day, Lord God. You have given us a word. You give us a word. You give us a word. And you, your word, it manifests in our man of God, Lord God. We thank you for what you give to him and he gives to us, Lord. We thank you for the man of God, Lord God. He's worth everything that you say he is, Lord God. And we thank you for him and his wife because they are one. We thank you for the things that you're doing in his life. Lord, I hope yesterday was a great day for him, a wonderful day in him, for him. I thank you, Lord God, for his brother that bought the word, the overseer, Terry Clark, Lord God. Everything that he spoke, it spoke to me on yesterday on my giving and what our bishop asked us for. I was sitting yesterday talking to Minister LaShonda, and I was telling her about some things that had happened to me over the week, and I was saying that I had to give up quite a bit of money this week. And then I was saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But I knew what I had to do, and I did it. And I said, and Pastor Terry was speaking about, what if your car broke down? You would get the money for that. And I said, I sure will. And then I said, what if anything comes? And then our bishop needed or asked for what he wanted. What would you do? And I said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I can do that. I will do that. And I was telling her that on yesterday. And then he came with that word, and he made an example on your giving to the great man of God. We don't have a poor man of God. We don't have a raggedy man of God. We have a good man of God. We have a wonderful man of God. And whatever he asks for, I will make it my business to give whatever he asks for, because every time he asks for something and I give it, it comes back to me greatly. It comes back to me in a large sum. So think about it. Even if you hadn't given on yesterday, think about giving to the man of God, because I tell you, every time I give to him, I always give something back, and it always be doubled. And so I'm moving with God. I'm moving with the things that he asks me to do. And I'm asking you to move the same way, because whatever God tells us to do, we should do it. And we should do it humbly. And we should do it the way that God expects us to do. We all question about money. We all question about, do we have it? Why should we give this? Lots of people are even saying, why should we give this? Because we're not in a church building. But you are the church building. You are the building. You are the church. So give. Give with all your heart, because I tell you, God will give it back to you. He is that kind of God. I want to move with God. I'm asking you, move with God, because he's great. And he'll show you great things. I love God. I love my man of God and his wife. Give to them whenever you can. And I tell you, trust me, God will give it back to you. I'm going to give it back to Minister LaShonda this morning. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Thank you for sharing your testimony, because it is so clear that God just confirmed with you, with us, of our conversation. We were both going back and forth concerning that money. And here's the thing. The one thing that overseer said, he said, there are pastors out there that's not doing right, not doing what they're supposed to do, all kinds of different things that we hear about. But he used the example of the woman, his woman. He said, it's women out there that don't take care of their kids and don't do this, and cheaters and gold diggers and everything else. But it doesn't concern him, because it's not his woman. It's not his wife. And we can truly say that if you're connected to this ministry, you can truly say that's not our man of God. We don't have to be concerned about what he's doing with the money. We see what's happening with the money every single day. This man has done more closing the doors of the church. We have gotten more word, more ministry than in the building. So as Sister Elaine said, I just want to echo that. If you didn't get a chance to sow on yesterday, it is not too late to sow. Sow it. Sow it. And watch God move in your life. And listen, it's appropriate. It's appropriate. So I want to encourage you to give this morning then. You can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You always can go to our website. You can give your gift there. And let God bless you. Let God bless you through this ministry. All right. I'm not going to hold us up. Sister LaTanya, if you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Good morning. Sister Lane's word was moving with God, and through that, we move with God and through reconciliation. And so I was going to read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciles himself, who reconciles us to himself through Jesus Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We, according to verse 20, are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you because you are worthy to be praised. And we pray, Father God, that as we move in you, Father God, that we will be reconciled unto you. Lord Jesus, that we will lay our burdens at your cross. I pray, Father God, that we would be counted as righteous. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be about the Father's business. But we thank you most of all for coming on this earth and taking upon the sins of the world and bridging that gap and reconciling us back unto the Father who loved us so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can be reconciled unto you, that you remember our sins no more. I pray, Father God, that as you forgive us, help us, Lord Jesus, to forgive each other. I pray, Father God, that we lay down our hurts. I pray, Father God, that we will pick them up no more. I pray, Father God, that we will give them to you and know that you are in control and that you are working everything out for the good of those who love you. I pray, Father God, that we be in lockstep with you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be humble before you. I pray, Father God, that we will hide the word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, that we are reminded to be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in love, that we will walk, Father God, by your grace, that we will walk in your mercy, Father God, that the same mercy that you extend unto us, the same grace that you extend unto us, Father God, that we will extend unto others. And I pray, Father God, that we will not grow weary in well-doing. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that our eyes would be open, that our hearts would be open, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for those who are hurting. I pray, Father God, that you would mend the broken hearts. I pray, Father God, that you would bring joy. For you said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And Father God, we are encouraged because you said, don't worry. Don't worry that you will face trials of many kinds, but I have overcome the world. Lord Jesus, as they have continued to say, help us, Father God, to keep our hands to the plow. Help us, Father God, to run the race set before us and to do it with gladness, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be not only hearers of your word, Father God, but doers of your word also. And Lord Jesus, we pray for a fresh anointing this morning. We pray, Father God, that you will renew a right spirit within us. We pray, Father God, that you are creating us a clean heart. We pray, Father God, that you would come and do what only you can do. Lord Jesus, you know our hearts. You know our minds. I pray, Father God, that you would hear our prayers, Father God. Hear our cries and answer us, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we seek you. We acknowledge that you are our Father and we are your children. You have set us apart, Father God. And so I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be set apart, knowing that this is not our home. They're just passing through, Father God. But I pray, Father God, that we will be willing servants and willing vessels, knowing that you will come through for us time and time and time again. And so, Lord, we fail not to give you our children. We submit them unto you, Father God. We pray for your protection. We pray, Father God, that you would keep your guiding angels capped around about them, Father God, as they travel to and from school, Father God, while they're in school, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would surround them with other youth that will lift them up and not tear them down, Father God. I pray that our kids would be examples. They would be lights, that they would, Father God, be the salt of the earth that you have called them to be. And I pray, Father God, that they would be witnesses to all the friends around them. And I pray, Father God, for the teachers that get up every morning to teach. I pray, Father God, that you would give them strength. I pray, Father God, that you would give them protection. I pray, Father God, for those that are praying over their students, that they would continue to pray, Father God, that these kids would be covered in prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for ministers. We pray for Bishop Clark and his wife. We pray, Father God, that you would continue to touch this prayer line. I pray, Father God, that people will come and just sit at your feet, even if it's for a few minutes, Father God, just commune with you, for you are worthy. You are love and you are light. And you have called us to be as such, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that your anointing would fall upon us afresh and anew. And I pray, Father God, that we would see you more clearly. I pray, Father God, that we would know you more deeply, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that that you will help us, Father God, to see what it is that you see. Lord Jesus, we want to be more like you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We pray, Father God, that he will rule and reign in our lives. Order our steps, Father God, through your word, and help us, Lord Jesus, to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to have hope in the things that have yet to come, Father God, for you are still working things out for our good. We thank you, Father God, for you say that we'll, as we persevere, Father God, it'll stir up things in us, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we would be so mindful daily to remember that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against the principality of this world. And we know that Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So I pray, Father God, that we would be war ready, that we would put on the full armor of God, that we would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Help us to build our house, Father God, on a firm foundation. That when the winds and the waves come, Father God, that we won't be tossed to and fro, but our house would stand because it's built on you, built on the truth. For you said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Thank you, Jesus, for being our reconciliation. Thank you for being our hope. Thank you for being our light. Thank you that we know in you we are new creations. Behold, old things have gone and all things have become new. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in that newness. Help us not to have one foot in heaven and one foot in hell, Father, in terms of trying to be more like the world instead of the world being more like us. I pray, Father God, that our light will so shine brightly. Father God, for you said that you came and you spoke into darkness and there was light. I thank you that in the beginning you were creating a way of return back unto you. And so, Lord, we turn up our hands to you to say we surrender. And we surrender all, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you would come. We pray, Father God, that you would speak to our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you would open our eyes. And we pray that our ears would be open. We pray that our hands would be open to receive what it is that you have freely given unto us so we can give unto others the same thing that you have given. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this time of prayer. We pray, Father God, that you would hear our prayers. We pray, Father God, that you would know our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you would search us. And if there's any unclean thing in us, Father God, we pray that you would take it away. And help us, Father God, to be mindful of just how much you love us. And thank you, Lord, that nothing can separate us from your love. Thank you for the leading and the guiding of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that we will walk anew in you. I pray, Father God, that we would turn away from those old things. And we would keep pushing forward. Help us, Father God, to run this race and to do it with gladness. I pray, Father God, that you would speak to our hearts, to speak to our minds. I pray, Father God, that you would do a new thing and that we, Father God, will stand in the promise that you are going to do a new thing. And you do it each and every day. Great is thy faithfulness, Father God. Great is thy faithfulness unto us. Thank you for being faithful, even when we are faithless. Thank you for loving us, even when we don't show you love back. Thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God, for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, that we don't have to go through anybody else. We can go directly to the throne of God. Thank you that we have direct access. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to jump through hoops just to be loved by you. You love us in spite of ourselves, and we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, just for today, just for allowing us to see another day, because there are people around the world who did not wake up, Father God. But it is you who breathe life. It is you who breathes life into our body, and so we say thank you, Father God, for this breath one more time. Help us, Father God, that with the breath that you have given us, that we would do the will of the Father, and that we would go out to the world. For you said that the harvest is plenty, but the workers is few. That we go out into the world, ministering unto people, giving them the gospel of Christ, letting them know, Father God, that you love them so much, that you are calling them also. So, Lord, we give you this day, and we pray that you would have your way. We pray, Father God, that you would just show up and show out. And I pray, Father God, that you again would hear our prayers and that we would surrender all unto you. In Jesus' name, I pray and I call down the faith and I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. Sister Tanya, thank you for that prayer of reconciliation. Yes, that's what we're here to do. We are God's hands on the earth. Yeah, and we are his example. So we thank God for that this morning. Hey, the supporters declaration. The supporters declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithe. I'm going to be at the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. I want to also encourage the people to become a prayer host or a prayer lead. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. Do we need the assistance? Yes, but I think that this is a good opportunity for you to start your portion of your ministry. Cover yourself in prayer and then allow for it to bless somebody else. You know, a lot of times we do. We'll pray for ourselves. We'll pray for our children. We'll pray for our finances. But I love the prayer line because it gives us the opportunity to come out of what we're going through and start looking through the lens of someone else's trials, tribulations. I'm not the only person that may need healing. There's some people out here that need healing. Hey, I have food on my table. I want to pray for the ones that are not even being able to have access to food. It's just different things like that. So I'm encouraging you, if it is you, go ahead and call the number 216-475-6327. And just leave a message. Pastor Lenora will get back with you. We will get you in. I tell you all the time, if you don't feel like you can actually get your whole 15 minutes in, we are here to help you. We're going to get you through your time. And in no time, you'll have 15 minutes. You'll look up and it's 15 minutes. We'll probably have to ask you to give us our line back. So I just want to encourage the people this morning. Go ahead. Sign up. Sign up. Let God use you. All right? Okay, we are at 8:30. I want to thank the people that were able to get on. If you do have to go, I want to say have a blessed day. But I want to encourage you also to sow your seed. You can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. All right, at this time, we're going to hand it over to to Sister Keitha. If you're ready, it's in your hands, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'm going to pray. I was given unity and community. But yeah, I'm just going to pray, and I'm asking you all to pray with me this morning
as we move forward into another day. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching us and waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you for keeping us clothed and in our right mind. We thank you, oh God, for each and everything that you have done in our life, oh God. We thank you for having an opportunity to come before you, oh God, and pray. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for being the prime example of what unity is. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because, Lord, you have shown us how to come together, how to be as one, how to think as one, how to share as one. Hallelujah. Unity is all about coming together. Lord God, it's like each and every, like a body, the body of Christ or a human body, how we all have different parts and different members, but yet and still each and everything is jointly connected together and forms one unit. They all work differently, but they all come together for one purpose. That's where we are to you, Lord, the body. Lord God, each and every member work together. We come together as a unit. We come together on this prayer call, Lord God, as a unit, on one accord, praying each and every day, Lord, lifting up each and every person on the line and those that's not on the line. Those that's in every different part of the world, Lord, we pray for unity, for peace and unity in this world, Lord God, in our country and the entire world. We come together praying as one. Lord God, the saying is, united we stand and divided we fall. That is so true. If we stand together, we can accomplish anything. And we thank you, Lord God, because you, Lord, are our foundation. You have taught us how to walk and to thrive and to live in unity. Through unity is a community is built. We develop a community by being united, Lord. We all come together in this for the same purpose. We want to live right, Lord. We want to do right. We want to be right. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for being our leader, our teacher, Lord. Thank you for showing us the way, Lord God. We say bless you this morning. Bless you to each and every person on the line and those that feel disconnected. We pray, Lord God, that they're gathered in and united with us into this big community. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name today, Lord. We lift you up, Jesus, for you are worthy of all things to be praised. You are higher, Lord, than anybody can think. Lord God, we could think or see or touch. Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that our prayers, our tears, anything that we say when we're trying to reach you, Lord, we know that you dare reach you, that you can hear us, that you can see us, and that you can feel us. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Without you, Lord, we would be lost. You have taught us, Lord God, how to come together to fight for one thing and to believe in one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We thank you, O God. We bless your holy name today, O God. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so much division and things going on all across the world. even with the different countries that's trying to form against the United States, hallelujah, we know, Lord, that you, Lord, you are not just looking at individual states. You're looking at individual people. Because in every country, in every state, everywhere, all over the world, every continent, there are people that are united for one thing, for one purpose. But there are also others that are united together to do harm and to do bad. But Lord God, we know, Lord, that you got you a people out of a people, Lord. Everywhere, Lord, no matter where we are interconnected, praying and lifting up your name, Lord. Praying and calling on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We look to you, Jesus, to always be the answer to our prayers, to always to be our reasoning, our hope, to always, Jesus, be the one who guide us and lead us and help us to make the right decisions and choices. We come together, Lord, all across this world, hoping and praying for unity and peace across the world. There are so many that are against us, but we know, Lord God, that you have control of all things. Our lives is just a vapor. We are here today and gone tomorrow. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're looking out for us. We know it's you, Lord. You are the giver of life. You are the giver of love. You are the giver of a good, sound mind. Lord God, we know that you, Jesus, control all things. We know that through you, Lord God, hallelujah, we are united through Christ. We have a shared sense of faith and love and purpose. Despite all of our differences, Lord God, we come together and we're one. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us together yesterday to celebrate 35 years of fellowship. 35 years of different, we're different, all different people, but we unite together for one purpose, to come together and to praise your holy name. We thank you, Jesus, for your strength. We thank you, oh God, for the humility and the gentleness, Lord, and the care. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Bishop and Pastor Lenore, for their service. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy thing, but they did it. And they made 35 years, Lord God. But we thank you for their service, Lord, for them causing all of us to come together and unite for one service, to celebrate them. That was our one purpose, to come and celebrate them and to love on one another and to show one another what we mean to each other. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because in doing that, we develop a community of people that come together for one purpose, that live one purpose. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your blessed Son. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for your protection. Thank you for your leading and your guiding us. for making a way out of no way. We thank you, O God, because, Lord, you have always had our backs. You cover us, Lord God, all the time for things, Lord, sometimes we are unaware of. That's what a father do. He's always watching and protecting and guiding. He's always there, even when you don't think he's there. We thank you, Lord. We'll forever give you the praise, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Bless us, O Lord. Have your way in our life. Move like only you can, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep us with our heads lifted up and continue to move forward. Keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord. So that way we'll always be one. If we focus on you, Jesus, you'll keep us going in the right direction. You'll keep our eyes single. You'll keep us, Lord God, together for one purpose, knowing your will, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask today, Lord, that you just look on everybody, look on every citizen in this country. Look on them that's all over the world. Help them, Lord God, to come together to stop all of the craziness that's going on, to help them to form something that'll gather these people together, that they'll see that all we're doing is killing and destroying each other, which will eventually cause us to kill ourselves. We're talking about our countries, Lord God. We're talking about the craziness that's going on. Talking about all of these senseless murders and stuff, Lord. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, that you may look upon us, look upon our children and the parents and the governments and all of them, Lord. Help them to come together and to reason together, to care about each and every person in the communities all around them. Help us to build up and not tear down. Help us to develop a strong connection, Lord God. Help us, O God, to unite and be as one. We thank you, O God. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for each and every one on this prayer call. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back into the hands of our host. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha, for that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just immediately going into prayer concerning unity and community. We thank you. Wow. You was just being so thankful. That's the just everything. When I think about our opportunities to sit before the Lord, one of the things I always am, I'm just thankful. I'm grateful because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So I'm always just thankful and grateful to the Lord. It's in me, so I just got to say it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. You've been so good. You have been so good. You have been so good to me. I just want to thank you, Lord. Can anybody testify to that this morning? That he's been so good. When you think back over your life, you say, Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? What would I be doing? How would I make it? I look at my children, Lord, and you've covered them. I looked at my finances, God, and you've made a way. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you've made a way. You've been too good for me not to praise you, not to honor you, not to worship you. Oh, we thank you. Let me calm back down. I got stuff to do. I just wanted to thank him for a minute. I'm praying that you're on the other line thanking him. Because he's made a way, he's been too good to you, not to give him praise, not to give him honor. I want to thank the people that have joined. I know some have to get up out of here. Listen, I want to remind you that every seed produces a harvest, and our partners support through their giving. And if you are so inclined this morning to give, you can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. You can Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You also can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Listen, while you're at the website, you always can upload your GPS, your guiding people to salvation, your 1 minute or less testimony about what God has done in your life. You also can upload your prayer requests. I say it all the time. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. You can do that there. Let me say this, and then we're going to jump right on into our last prayer. Our believer's declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. We thank God for our believer's declaration this morning. Listen, people of God, I am honored to have my sister, Sister Gloria, on the line this morning. She's going to help me out. She's going to do about 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes. I told her to pray whatever is on her heart. Allow the Lord to use her this morning. I'm going to unmute her line. Because I didn't give her the code. Let me find. All right, there we go. And we're going to hand it over to her.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. And I thank God. Ooh. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning and clothing me in my right mind, Father God. I thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, I just thank you for your grace and your mercy and your everlasting love. I thank you for the peace that comes over me when I wake up every morning, Father God. I thank you for your love, your friendship. I thank you for everything that you have done, Lord God. Lord, I ask for forgiveness today. I just ask, Lord, that a lot of people are hurting and don't know how to forgive, Father God. Father, just let them know that there is nothing that they have done wrong, and then they can just turn from their wicked ways into good ways, Father God. That you will forgive us for all our sins, Father God. That you took the 39 lashes for us, Father God, and there's nothing in this world that you wouldn't do to forgive us. You have comforted us. You have loved us and wrapped your loving arms around us, Father God. I just thank you this morning. I'm just in a thankful. Every morning I'm just thankful. I'm thankful because you wake me up. I'm thankful for you, for the love and how you provided for me. There's nothing that I need or I want or desire, because whatever I want and I ask for you, you give it to me, Father God. I thank you that you're just so wonderful. I'm just in a thankful spirit this morning. I'm just thankful and grateful for everything, Father God, that you have done, Lord. I love you so much. All I could just do is say thank you. Just thank you. Hallelujah. Just thank you. Oh, my God. Just thank you, Father God. You sent his words and healing, and then you delivered them from their destruction, Father God. Oh, my God. Just heal us, Father God, from the wickedness. Heal us from our sins. Just heal us. Some people just need healing, Lord. Some people just don't know how to ask for it. I remember, I love the psalm. Just everywhere now. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I just praise your name. And I give it back over to LaShonda. I'm just feeling overwhelmed and overjoyed this morning. And just want to continue to say thank you, Lord. Just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You,
Lord. Thank
somebody
you.
Thank the Lord.
Just
see, that's what it is. It's overwhelming. Think about what he's done. You just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
that you have come into this house, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you're right here on the line. Thank you, oh God. Lord, we don't take it for granted. Lord, we don't take it for granted. We don't want to be nonchalant with you, oh God. Lord, we want to honor you because you are do it. Lord, we know it wasn't our alarm clocks this morning, but we know that you saw fit to breathe life into our body, allowing us to wake up, allowing us to see another day. Lord, giving us another chance to get it right this time. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Lord, before we ask for anything else, let us say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been too good. You've been too good to us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we can't say anything else, we can say thank you. We are a thankful people this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your bloodshed covering. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can send your angels to be encamped around about our children. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can stand in your presence, oh God, and be filled with your glory. We thank you, God. We thank you that your anointing, it destroys the yoke. Thank you, oh God, that every chain can be broken in your presence, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you that you lead and you guide your people, oh God. Thank you, God, that you give us rest where our minds are everywhere. You allow us to have rest in your presence. Thank you, God, that when our mind is stayed on you. You are the one that keeps us in perfect peace. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that you are there still with the ones that have lost loved ones, oh God. And Lord, the people have forgotten and the calls have slowed down and the concern seems to be gone. But Lord, I thank you that you are there with them, O God, and your loving arms are wrapped around them, O God, and you are still there in the midnight hours when they turn to their loved one's spot and he's no longer there and she's no longer there. But Lord, we know that you are there all the time. Thank you, O God, that you are right there with them, O God, encouraging them, O God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. O God, thank you. Thank you that you sent your son to die on a cross. Thank you that he took the 39 lashes, Lord Jesus, that we could ask and pray for healing, and you will grant it unto us because we already know that we are healed. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, that all we had to do was believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. Lord Jesus and Lord, salvation came to us. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you how you have moved and how you have made ways and, Lord, how you have turned situations around. And, Lord, even what we can't see, even what we can't see, Lord, I thank you now that you're increasing our faith on this line. Lord, that by our faith, Lord, by our faith, we can reach out, and even when we can't see it, we know that you are working on the back end. Lord, that we rely on you, that our hand is in your hand. Thank you, O God, how you have moved and how you have comforted and how you have brought peace, how you have brought rest. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Lord, I thank you for this prayer service. I thank you for coming in and doing what you wanted to do today. Lord, I pray now that as your people leave this line, they'll never leave your presence. Lord, I pray that their day, their week is blessed. Lord, I pray that testimonies will come forth on how you have turned the situation around, how you have healed somebody, how you have brought somebody out of darkness. Lord, that we will be your hands in there. We cover every prayer under your blood. We count it done. We praise you in advance. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen and amen. People of God, we only have one more minute. I want to encourage you to go over to our daily bread at 9 o'clock. Get your word this morning and allow God to refresh you. I pray that something that was said today, prayed today, it blessed you. It gave you some more fuel. In your faith. And as we go, I'm going to let you say goodbye to one another.